Hey, everybody, you're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 50 for week 52 of the Rotary year, June 24th, 2019. Fellow Rotarians and friends, I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that will conclude this July 1st. Our incoming president-elect designee is Doug Saltzgaver, who has been an active member of Club 27 for well over 20 years. Earlier this month, he began his training to become our president a year from now by attending the Rotary International Convention in Hamburg, Germany. As you'll learn, Doug and his wife are seasoned world travelers who have attended Rotary meetings around the world prior to visiting Hamburg. Rather than me telling you about his experiences, let's hear directly from Doug.
We're joined today by President-elect designee Doug Saltzgaver, who is fresh back from attending the Rotary International Convention earlier this month in Hamburg, Germany, along with our executive director, Kitty Noble. And you heard from Kitty last week, but I thought it'd be good to hear from Doug a little bit about his Rotary experience, and as well as some of his observations from coming away from the Rotary International Convention. So, Doug, welcome to Rotary Roundabout. We're glad you could be with us today. Tell us a little bit about your Rotary experience and how you got involved with the Rotary Club of Des Moines.
Yes, thank you, Sean. I was invited by past President Skeet Wooten, a little over 20 years ago, and I became a member. Invited me to a couple meetings, and I ended up knowing a number of members at that time. So I joined, and actually, to be honest with you, probably 8 to 10 months later, I wasn't sure I was going to stay. But I'm very glad I did. After I spoke with a few people that I had known in the past, I'd sit with different tables, and sometimes I was able to strike up a conversation with them, and other times I was somewhat excluded. I think the thing that really started pulling me into Rotary is I got more involved in the committees.
Sure.
Of course, we all have to be a member of a committee, and that's where you really start, I think, making the more personal connections. Is you can only do so much in the few minutes while you're having lunch and before the actual meeting, Thursday meeting starts.
But right, yeah.
Committee meetings where you're actually working on something and needing to make progress as a group, that's where I started making more acquaintances, friends, and contacts in Rotary, and that's when I became much more comfortable as being a member.
Oh, that's great. And so in your involvement, I know that you are you have traveled and you have leveraged your Rotary connections and have attended other Rotary Club meetings in other countries. Can you share any observations on some of those experiences?
Yes, be happy to. My first Rotary makeup was in Portugal, on a small city along the coast, and just so happened we're checking into the hotel, and there was a sign there at the front desk that the local Rotary Club meets there that evening. So yes. I inquired, and they told me at the front desk, yes, they do. They were scheduled to meet there that evening, and the president usually shows up half an hour early, and I should come down, and they'd introduce me to him. So that's what I did. He spoke very little English.
Uh-huh, right.
But told me to wait a little bit, and a young woman showed up, and she spoke excellent English. Of course, it turned out she was an engineer, as I am.
Well, most engineers do speak good English, at least here in the States.
Yeah. can't always spell, but we do speak it well.
That's right. So
I asked if my wife could join us, and she said absolutely, and ended up that she ended up sitting by the Rotary Club treasurer, who was, of course, an accountant.
Uh-huh.
My wife
right.
is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So things started fitting in very well there. Then they brought out 9 different appetizers to start the dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
And then started bringing out bottles of wine, and pretty soon the entree, and you could never get your wine glass very empty before it was filled up again, and the meeting was conducted entirely in Portuguese. I did introduce myself. I'd say probably at least 2/3 of the members could understand what I was saying.
Uh-huh.
So very warmly welcomed, and yeah, the meeting went on for about 3.5 hours.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I don't know if we could do something quite like that during our Rotary Club of Des Moines meetings, but that certainly has to be a memorable one.
Yes. And then another one I did a makeup at was on the island of Malta. And surprisingly, there were, I think, 3 or 4 clubs on that island, and the one that fit our schedule was an all-male club.
Oh, okay.
Which was a little interesting, but
yes.
my wife attended with me, and she was warmly welcomed. English is the language there on Malta, and again, I started bringing out the food and the wine, and I think that one was about maybe 2.5, maybe short of 3 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
And the guys in that club said they've just decided to keep it an all-male club. There were others that were open to women and had women members, but they just looked upon it as being a guy's night out, and they said actually their wives preferred it that way.
Oh. Tell us a little bit about your experiences internationally there in Hamburg earlier this month.
Yes. So I've traveled internationally quite a bit, so I felt very comfortable going to a country that I don't speak the language. But even if I hadn't, majority of the people there did and were very helpful. Not quite sure what to expect at the Rotary Convention, but just a number of, I think, unique observations I made, both relative to Rotary and people worldwide. One of the unusual things that occurred was Kitty and I were walking toward the building where the opening ceremonies were going to be held, and a group of Asian women came running up toward us, looking at our name tags, and were nodding and smiling, and gathered around us and started taking photos.
Oh, okay.
Of Kitty and I with them, and none of them spoke English from what I could tell. But Kitty said that's somewhat of a regular occurrence that Asian women like to get their photo taken with Americans, and we had our name badges on, and which clearly stated United States, and so I guess they got that checked off their list.
Have such a photogenic personality, I'm sure that's what attracted them to you.
Yes, I'm sure it was. But just little things like that.
Sure.
Also, walking around, suddenly one person would see another from a distance and let out a yell, and the other one would run toward them, and there'd be a big hug and patting on the back, and so you could tell that some bonds and friendships had been made over the years through Rotary with people from different countries, and you could just tell by the look on their faces they were extremely happy to find each other again.
Yeah, that's. I think that's one of the things that Kitty had noted was that she has, over the several conventions that she's been to, she has made several international friends. So, yeah, that's a great opportunity to meet and greet. Tell us a little bit about some of the sessions that you attended and what some of your takeaways were.
I filled my afternoons with breakout sessions. And my primary focus on all of them was either membership recruitment or membership retention. And I don't think it's a surprise that I think worldwide Rotary clubs are having a problem both recruiting and maintaining. And surprisingly, I think we're in better shape than quite a few around the world. The UK stated that they're in all of the UK, their average Rotarian age was 70.9. So we're quite a bit younger than that currently. And one takeaway from that, which is a very good session, was that you've got to do something new and different. Maybe it won't work, but you've got to try.
Right.
And that's what some of the British people did, was they just went off and did completely new things. And I know it's hard to believe that the British would be entrenched in tradition, but they said they had a lot of opposition and resistance from some of their long-term members on trying new things, but some of the things they were able to successfully get new younger members in.
Great, great.
And one sad thing in the UK, they had lost 70 or 80 clubs, something like that,
wow,
in the last several years, that they had just ceased to exist.
Oh, gosh.
So
interestingly enough, did you have a chance to experience any of the culture there in Germany outside of the convention?
Yes, had a little bit of time. Actually, not quite as much as I thought, but went out some evenings. And on the Saturday after we arrived, had some free time and walked around. Hamburg's a city of 1.8 million. Very beautiful city, relatively new for Europe because of World War II and the devastation that occurred there. It's rebuilt. It's a harbor city, very well rejuvenated harbor area with lots of shops and restaurants. All the people were very friendly and helpful. Surprisingly, some, even though there were about 27,000 people attending the Rotary Conference, I was told there were still some people in the city of 1.8 million that didn't know the Rotary Conference was going on.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. But there were banners. There were banners up all over. There was a pretty substantially sized sailing vessel out in the harbor, and the sails were Rotary blue with the Rotary emblem on it.
Oh, and, wow. What a wonderful welcome. Gosh.
Yes.
Well, Doug, it sounds like you had a wonderful time there in Hamburg as you begin your training to become president in the next Rotary year in 2021. And I think it's an opportunity for all Rotarians, if they ever get the chance, to attend an international convention. I know that in June of 2020, the convention will be in Honolulu, Hawaii. So it'll be in the U.S., but not on the mainland. But I'm sure that it'll be another successful convention. So, Doug, thanks for your time today, and thanks for your commitment to Rotary. And I know that we are well positioned as a club with up and coming leaders such as yourself to lead us forward and to take our Rotary Club to the next level. So, thanks again for joining us today.
And thank you for your leadership in the last year, and we look forward to many more years of your membership.
Oh, thank you, Doug.
Thanks to Doug for his service above self and to Club 27 and Rotary. This past week, we welcomed 24 Mandela Fellows to our meeting. Now, you may not know that this summer, Drake University will again host this prestigious Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders for the fourth year in a row. Launched in 2014, the Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders is the flagship program for the Young African Leaders Initiative and embodies the United States' commitment to invest in the future of Africa. 25 of Africa's brightest emerging leaders between the ages of 25 and 35 are spending 6 weeks learning from Drake faculty and engaging in the Greater Des Moines community between June 19th and July 28th. At the conclusion of last week's meetings, I was greeted by two of the fellows who are active Rotarians in their own countries. Cherumbo Charai from Zimbabwe and Kimani Gishushu from Kenya greeted me as relatively new Rotarians who are eager to make connections with fellow Rotarians, not only in Des Moines, but across the globe. Now, here's a fun fact. Kimani was the guest of President-elect Doug at this meeting. They're making plans to get together again. Now, how cool is that? At our meeting this Thursday, June 27th, we'll be honoring our annual Police and Firefighter Awards, as well as our Rotarian of the Year and Lifetime Achievement Award. I'll also be handing the gavel over to President-elect designee Don Flannery, who will mark the start of his year as president. With all of the honoring going on, we'll be starting our meeting just a few minutes earlier than usual, so we are sure to have enough time for everyone. That's a wrap on this year of Rotary Roundabout. I'll be continuing these podcasts by co-hosting a monthly episode with District Governor Erna Moraine, so stay tuned for more information on those episodes. As a personal aside, my commitment to you as I began my year of service as your president was to be as open, honest, and accessible as I could be in order to lead our club forward. As a 108-year-old club, I noted that we have some incredible opportunities to exemplify service above self, and some obvious challenges, too. I invited you to engage with your club and offer your insights and skill sets to help meet those opportunities and those challenges. I told our board that if I had one guiding word during my year of service, it would be intentionality. During this past year, I sought to be intentional in all that I did as president so that all that I said was the truth. It was to be fair to all, it built goodwill, better friendships, and was beneficial to all. As my year of service concludes, I trust I've met those expectations. Club 27 and Rotary is staged for its best year yet under President Don's exceptional leadership. Thank you for the opportunity to be of service, and as always, now and in the future, I'll look forward to seeing you around Rotary.